Good afternoon. Welcome to Biz Talk, Believing is Seeing Talk Radio. I'm Bob Ryan.
I'm Montana Smith.
And I'm Aaron Cannata.
Wow, today. By the way, if you listened yesterday, it was a tough show at the end. Seriously, I don't know what everybody
it
knows.
It was really hard. It was really important information, though.
Yeah.
I was so glad that we had a forum to be able to get that information out.
Yeah, today's show isn't going to be that tough, thank goodness, because that was hard not to make it through without tearing up. And if you didn't catch the show, go on our website.
ESPN1700.com and get the podcast.
And listen for 5 minutes. Don't forget, you got to do the five-minute thing, because otherwise we don't get the brownie points with Nielsen and we need the ratings.
But yes, listen to the whole thing. The entire show was great. The information
the
in the second half.
The real estate was good, but the second half was about as moving as it gets. Yeah. You'll have to listen to that. Today's going to be a very similar show. Just won't be hard. It's going to be very moving. Tracy Porterfield is with us. She has a company, Love by Design. And I got to tell you something. This woman's a matchmaker of the highest level. And I want to find out what she knows about what us guys do wrong. I mean, obviously, well, you do something right, Aaron. I mean, obviously.
I did some things. Yeah. I think I tricked my wife. she just hasn't seen through me yet.
It was a big rock, right?
She actually designed her own ring, and it wasn't even a diamond. She's got this beautiful, I forget what it is, a Morganite stone that's just really incredible. But she did me a favor because it saved me some money. But
cool.
It's absolutely beautiful in rose gold. Anyway, we don't have to talk about my wife's, what she's wearing on her finger.
That would be an interesting topic because the whole ring design thing could be a show someday.
Yeah.
Well, anyhow, when we get to Tracy in just a minute, we're going to ask her what men do wrong, what women do right, and maybe the opposite. Who knows? How she figures out who gets to be with whom. Is that
yes,
right?
That's
who gets
right.
to be with whom. Yes, there we go. Got that right. But before we do that, I want to talk about Tuesday's show. I'm always excited about our shows, but this coming Tuesday, we have a guy on that I am so excited about. I wouldn't call him the godfather of finance, but...
It wouldn't be inappropriate.
No.
I mean, he really set a lot of things in motion that you know, people we use today in personal finance and people benefit from all the time, and they probably have no idea who this guy is.
And he lives here in San Diego.
Yep.
His name is Harry Markowitz, and he won the Nobel Prize for Economics in 1990, along with the John von Neumann Theory Prize in 89. The guy is brilliant, 90 years of experience in life, and he's the one that designed modern portfolio theory back in the 50s, so it's not so modern anymore, but his concepts are still used today in the entire world of investing.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've ever heard of asset allocation, diversification, this is the guy that created all that way back before computers could even calculate what they do now.
Right. And he's an author. He's written many,
yes.
many books, and he's contributed to many books. He's just amazing.
And professor at Rady School.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
So the guy's brilliant. I'm so excited about getting to talk with him because I've been studying his work since 1980. You remember the 80s, right, Aaron? Yeah, right.
Vaguely.
Vaguely. So I'm very excited about Tuesday. So don't forget, who's coming on Monday?
Oh, but you put
I know,
me on
I put
the
you
spot.
On the spot. Okay, we'll get to those notes in just a second. But Tuesday's show, I want you to make sure you're listening to. It's going to be a really big deal. At least I'm excited about it.
I'm very excited about it.
You are?
Yes. Because I hear you talking about this guy all the time.
I know.
And I love the modern portfolio theory. And so to be able to meet him one-on-one in the studio, it's going to be a fun day.
Yes, I'm excited. Well, anyhow, we have a woman in studio with us today that does something that I'm fascinated about. She figures out who gets to be with whom. I like the fact that I know whom and whom, right? Tracy Porterfield is with us. Tracy, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Oh, look at that. Just for you.
Our engineer's
Fiddler.
Getting clever.
I love that. That just takes me away. You're the matchmaker.
Do people refer to you as Yentl?
No.
No, the ones in the know do, though, right?
Yes.
So you're not the Yentl and Fiddler, but you are a matchmaker.
I am a matchmaker. It's my passion.
What a cool job.
I mean,
that's got to be really delightful, except for when you meet people that are not so delightful to match up.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's certainly a lot of ones that are not delightful.
I have so many questions to ask you about matchmaking and how you figure out what works for people, because I'm a big believer that the way we find our mates today is not the best way. We fall in quote-unquote love, and it's usually some kind of physical attraction. that ultimately wears off, and then we're left with a human that we were originally attracted to, but not so much anymore. I'm not saying this very well, but I think everybody kind of gets it. So we're left with this relationship that's not all that great once the initial infatuation wears off. You probably see things a little bit differently than that, I would imagine.
There are so many pieces that go into it, right? And finding somebody that's your forever starts with your mindset. I mean, I do think that that's a really big part of it. I've been a recruiter my whole life, so it was matching people with the right job. So my degree was in psychology. I was in recruiting. I found my way climbing the corporate ladder to being a vice president with Tony Robbins, the king
Who?
Of Tony Robbins.
Who's that?
The king of personal.
Yes, that Tony Robbins.
That Tony Robbins, okay.
So the path, I believe my path was very guided to get to this space to help people find their person. And I'm enmeshed in personal development. I believe in it completely. I believe that what I do, introducing people to somebody that could be a potential their forever, is my passion. It's what's in my heart. But I think the bigger piece is when you can understand how you've gotten to where you are, what your past relationships have given you, to have the right mindset, getting clear on what you are looking for instead of just looking for chemistry, right? A lot of people are looking for chemistry, and that's not sustainable. It's also not predictable, which is hard on my end, because two people can be great matches on paper, and then they're missing that X factor of the chemistry. That's just anybody that's been single understands that. So I think all those pieces, taking the personal development, taking the reflection and looking and getting clear on what you're looking for, and when you do find the relationship, put that same kind of commitment into the relationship. A lot of people then like, oh, well, now I'm in a relationship. Great. Well, that doesn't stop now. Now you start the work in a different direction.
The hard work starts.
Absolutely.
That work, I think, yeah.
They're so transitory. And unless you commit, really commit to like this person, I'm committed to the relationship, I'm not going to leave, then you're going to find yourself back in the same situation.
Kind of like protecting
again.
The us in the relationship
protecting
rather than the I.
Us.
Yeah.
When somebody approaches you and is considering working with you, mm-hmm. do you just ask them bluntly, why do you want to work with me? Why is it important that you have somebody else in your life?
Yeah, why can't you find somebody on your own, loser?
I don't
not
usually ask
that. But why are
that.
They looking?
That was a joke. I'm just kidding.
You know, what I'll say is the path has been interesting. When I was working for Tony Robbins, I was married at that time. I went through a divorce, and I was back out in the dating world.
I want to hear the rest of this story, but we're going to go to a break. When we come back, we'll hear about, are we going to hear about the divorce?
Whatever you want
Whatever
to talk
we want.
About,
okay.
It's fine with me.
Tracy Porterfield is here. Love by Design is her company. You're listening to Biz Talk. I'm Bob Ryan.
I'm Montana Smith.
And I'm Aaron Cannata.
Don't you dare go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Biz Talk, Believing is Seeing Talk Radio. We're broadcasting today from the ESET studios. ESET Internet Security. Do more. Want a podcast of the show? Of course you do. Go to ESPN1700.com. I'm Montana Smith.
I'm Aaron Cannata.
And I'm Bob Ryan. In studio with us, Tracy Porterfield is here. TracyPorterfield.com or Love by Design, the website. I think the website's Love by Design.
My Love by Design.
My Love by Design. My Love by Design is the website. Or the TracyPorterfield.com, right?
Tracy with an I.
That's a good.
Oh yeah,
that's
it
a good thing to know.
Sorry.
So you are a matchmaker, love by design kind of person, and I want to find out a little bit about how you work with people, because who hires you and what goes on in that relationship with somebody? Because you said an awful lot about the work that happens up front with somebody. And I'm wondering if you spend a lot of time. I asked you like five questions in a row there, didn't
That's okay.
I?
Yeah. I'll just keep on answering.
Babble on. How's that?
Can I go back a little bit,
Absolutely.
Though, to say how kind of it came to be? Because that piece is really important. And when I was working for Tony Robbins, and my life was actually elevating with the circle and the knowledge that I had and the story, I think a lot of people are in relationships or not in relationships because of their story that's in their head. So for me, I was in a marriage that was a decent marriage, but it was more of a friendship. It became more of a friendship. And the story I told myself, people don't stay in love forever. this is the next phase. And then I got in the Tony Robbins world, and you start having this, all these people around you that you learn a lot about relationships and what lives can look like, and all these people that want to live their life at these exceptional levels. And you have to, I came to a point that I'm like, oh, I'm just not in love at that space anymore. And now you're looking at fear, which is what a lot of people look at. Oh my gosh.
My guess is the first thing that comes in your mind is I'm a loser because of I couldn't make this work.
Both.
I'm guessing that when people realize they're in the wrong relationship, they feel badly because they couldn't make that relationship work. Is that true?
I think sometimes.
Yeah.
I think it's personal, but I think a lot of times it's they stay where they are because they're afraid. And that's whether you're dating and you're staying where you are, or whether you're not dating, or whether you're in a marriage, or whatever, you stay where you are
afraid
because it's what
alone.
You know. Afraid of being alone, a lot afraid of being alone, and afraid of the unknown.
Did you find out, did your partner feel similar when you were feeling this, or was this kind of...
I think he was really more committed to, you know, the relationship. But also, I was in this new world, like people change, right? So I was changing and growing and stepping into the space that was my passion, like these people and what I was learning. And that doesn't have to be someone else's passion. But when you're going this life path and you don't commit to going together, you go apart. And then sometimes you go too far apart and you can't get back together again, or somebody doesn't want to. So I found myself in that space. I found myself with all that fear that comes along with, oh my gosh, I'm going to be single. I'm going to have a big mortgage. I'm going to be a single mom. We had a 3-year-old son. Oh my gosh. And you have to, what I learned so much from Tony and what I believe in the dating space also is embrace that fear, like acknowledge it. Don't ignore it. It's there, it's legitimate, and move forward in spite of it. Like, what do you want? Commit more to what's on the other side, and what kind of life do you want it to look like? What kind of relationship do you want to have? You make those decisions and you commit to that no matter what.
So if somebody, if relationships move in that direction and you're hired to find a life partner, what do you call them, a forever?
It's called a soulmate.
Soulmate. Mm-hmm. And how do you know up front that they're not going to experience that same thing? You find two people that are well matched today. Mm-hmm. Is it their commitment to grow together that makes it work, or are there other factors that you look at that say this is going to be a good match?
Well, what I'm looking for when I'm matching two people is their core values at this particular point in time. I can't predict whether it's going to change, but I can offer
So you don't give
guidance.
A lifetime guarantee.
No lifetime guarantee. No lifetime guarantee.
That brings up a weird question. Have you had repeat customers?
Oh, that's a great question. I have not. I really have not. What people will do, not from a marriage perspective, but sometimes they'll get in a relationship and then that they'll be gone for a little while and then they'll come circle back around and be like, okay, that isn't my relationship anymore. And
but
so
not one that
back.
Ended up in marriage and then you see them 5, 10, however many years later.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So I'm guessing there's a bit of work up front with somebody before you spend the time to find their soulmate. Would that be true? Or do you know very quickly what to look for with somebody?
Well, it's a couple of things. First of all, my business is completely referral based, like 99%. Somebody has to vouch for that person when they come to me. It's very boutique-y. I'm very selective, and I want to make sure that they are in it for the right reasons and that they have a good grasp on that they'll accept coaching is really what I'll say. Because if they don't want to hear that, if they don't want to look within and they just want to say, just give me the next person, that's not going to be the right person to work for me. So up front, it's really more learning the specifics from them. My clientele is typically your successful male that is not going to go sit at a bar, and he's particular, he's successful in his career, he knows what he wants and just hasn't been able to find it yet. It's like anything else, it's a smart business decision. I and my team can work on their behalf to do the the outreach.
So I made a joke a little earlier about, you know, somebody that can't find a mate, you know, and they're a loser, and you don't call them that. Obviously, no. You help them find the mate if they're the right person. Mm-hmm. So what in the world, if they're that person, if they're a successful business person, they know what they want, what in the world are they doing wrong that they can't find the one that's going to be their soulmate?
Here's what I'll tell you is what I see the most common challenge with a lot of these men is that they think they can achieve a relationship, right? They're achievers. They know how to make it happen in business and they expect things to go their way. And that is not the way it works in a relationship. You can't achieve your way into it.
Do you set those expectations with them when they give you this laundry list of things that they want from, you know, their mate? And then you say, well,
you just burst my entire bubble because that's me. I expect everything to go the way I want it to.
No, I get it. A lot of them do. And the men, when they sign up with me, will say like, I don't need the coaching part. And I'm like, okay, you will, but okay, we'll go with that.
So chalk one up on me for things I'm doing wrong. All right, what's next?
So I think it really is understanding what their core values are. What are they? I have an expansive network that I can tap into, that I can introduce them to really quality people because everybody's been referred by somebody else. And the more valuable part is really
I'm just imagining
feedback.
This long line of gorgeous, dateable, single women. But I guess your network
there's
is
more than just
there's
that.
More than that.
There's
okay.
more than just
chalk
that.
Up number two.
Yes, but I think a lot of times the men don't know what they're doing wrong.
And
right?
We'll talk about that when we get back. We've got to go to another break. I thought I knew all this stuff. Wow. You're listening to Biz Talk. I'm Bob Ryan. Tracy. Sorry. Go ahead.
I'm Montana Smith.
I'm Aaron Canada.
Tracy Porterfield is with us. Love by Design. Don't go anywhere. We're going to be right back and find out what you're doing wrong. Not just me, you.
Nice music, Jeff. That's wonderful.
Love and marriage. Love
just for you, Tracy.
It's actually the first time we've done this on the show where the music reflects our guests.
That's nice. Nice.
Good job.
That's
good
funny.
Job.
That's funny. Well, welcome back to Biz Talk, Believing is Seeing Talk Radio. You're listening to us on ESPN 1700, but did you know that you could watch us too? Watch us on Facebook, visit our Biz Talk Radio page, share your comments, ask your questions, and of course, we always appreciate your likes. I'm Montana Smith.
I'm Aaron Canada.
And I'm Bob Ryan. Tracy Porterfield is with us, Love by Design. She's a matchmaker, and I'm finding out all the things I do wrong, obviously, right? I'm two for two so far. By the way, before we get back, I figured out something revolutionary that you can use.
Oh, revolutionary.
I figured out how guys can find an obedient woman.
Oh, brother.
Oh, no, this is good.
No, this is good. This
stand
is
by. This is good. Everybody says that. This is good. Go ahead. Tell her.
You tell her to do what she's already doing.
That's not bad. But what if she chooses to do the opposite then?
Then you tell her to
sometimes.
Do that and say, I changed my mind. Now I want you to do this.
That's
see?
Good. That's a good way.
It's the only way I've ever figured out how to do it. So we're getting into the things that men do wrong, obviously. You know a lot about that. I think you've probably seen more of this kind of thing in your world than most of us would in a lifetime. Mm-hmm. So you have a lot of information about this. Already I'm two for two, the things that you shouldn't do, right? Mm-hmm. What are some of the other things that men do wrong? Why? You were just kind of getting to that.
I was. And one area that I love to talk about because it's so common is the online dating, because there is a ridiculous amount of terrible online dating stories out there and how men show up. I happen to think that men do show up worse than women there. And I don't know whether it's because they just don't know or whether they're intentionally, they don't care.
I find it odd how many men think pictures of their private parts are going to impress the woman they're trying to date.
Yeah, I know.
or the pictures where they're
or
taking those
that.
Pictures in the bathroom, in the reflection.
Yeah, I'm boggled by that.
When you say
it's
how
ridiculous.
Men show up, are you specifically talking about the way that they interact within the app or even how they show up once they've got a date?
Well, from
probably a bit of both, right?
Within the app, you know, let's just start there because that is really like the pictures are ridiculous. And I wrote an article, a blog to the men of online dating a few months back because I really took everything
about
that
issue,
I see about how they're showing up online and like the ridiculousness of what they're putting out there. And it's you have to have a sense of humor when you're dating, right? You have to have a sense of humor. You cannot take it personally. You have to just be like, whatever, 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 whether you're swiping fast or someone's a jerk or their pictures are ridiculous. Your mindset is so key to being successful in this space. And at the same time, to the men out there, let me just tell you a few. Online, were you online?
Never.
Were you online?
I somehow managed to avoid it.
Yeah. But like, I didn't get packaging me as the package.
Well,
that's a joke. You're supposed to laugh. Okay.
I thought
a long time about that one. I thought that one was going to be good.
There we go.
Yeah. There we go. Okay, so maybe you can tell me, like, why do men hold up dead fish in the pictures?
What?
I have no idea.
Oh, yeah.
They're
almost
proud of it.
Hey, know your audience.
Isn't that proof that we can provide? If we can catch a fish, we can.
We're fisher
hunters.
That's
a man brain, right?
Yes,
that's a man brain. Would you want to see pictures of us shoe shopping? No,
actually,
your audience.
I kind of got a shoe thing. You know? You picked the wrong one.
Like, know your audience and the people that the guys that have like hats on in every picture. Okay, you're bald. Okay, you have no.
Is that what everybody thinks if you wear a hat all the time? You're bald.
Yes. And if you don't have your height on there, you're short.
So there's a secret language.
You're short.
Here.
Yes, that's true.
And do all women know this?
Most of them should
know
this.
What she's
now.
Talking about is reading between the lines.
Right. You have to be a smart dater. Right. So let's not be aggravated. Let's be smart daters. And I tell people, have two questions that you will ask people when you're online. Two questions that you'll ask that are your key questions, whatever they are to you. My personal one is I always ask how tall they are, because whatever they say, men, it's 2 inches shorter than what they say. So keep that in mind. And then I ask if they're familiar with Tony Robbins, because my world is totally personal development. So if they do not like him or they're not familiar with it at all, it's just not going to work in my world.
Still stuck on the 2 inches shorter thing.
Well, it's, you know.
I get
so
that.
What are some things
I'm
other women
10.
Can
yeah. Height is important.
Do you tailor it to them, I assume, if there's something that's important to them in their life? Will you help them find those questions that they can ask to weed out some of the...
I think anybody can really like think on that and come up with what are the things that are important to you. What are your deal breakers? I could, definitely.
But see, a guy's brain isn't going to think like that.
Guys are looking at the pictures. I get it. But what I want to do is help the men understand what the women see.
What the women are going to look at.
Right? Know your audience. This is what the women see. This is what the women think. So if you are, to your point earlier, like no selfie, no bed selfies, no gym selfies, no, like all of that stuff is complete ridiculousness. And if you, I know men don't take as many pictures of themselves, or they don't say like, oh, hey, take my picture, right? You can.
Everybody has a friend.
Oh, no, wait, I've got one for you. How about it's an obvious where they've cut their ex out of the picture and it shows up.
I know.
So what are some of the things women respond to? Like, should men be putting down that they like long walks on the beach?
No, that's terrible. I get it.
I was using a whole cliche, whatever. But what are some of the things that women do respond to?
Okay. If you like cats, can we take a picture with a cat?
I don't like cats. If I saw a guy with a picture of the cat, that's a no deal
for me.
We're
both cat guys.
Okay, so what if you're a guy and you have a picture and you're holding a dozen red roses, and then in your bio you say, I'm looking forward to be able to give these to you.
A guy's not going to think like that.
But he should be. That's what she's talking about.
That's a little corny, though.
Okay.
That is?
All right. That was my best shot.
So far...
What I would say to the men, though, is show... activity, show what you like to do, show like with your friends too. If there's six pictures right there and it's them, each one is them individually, and if it's selfies, you know what that guy's about. He's
himself.
About himself.
Yep.
Right. So those pictures, women are just as visual as men. I don't know why men don't get that. They are. So invest in some good pictures and
you're
have
just
some
not
activities.
Visual the way we are. Like okay. So if a guy's on horseback, it's going to be a lot different than he's taking pictures in the bathroom, you know, of the private parts. That's not good.
Okay, wait. I want to flip the coin here.
Yeah.
hang with it.
Just
flip the coin for a second. So, to the women, they're showing pictures where they're 20 years younger and they're glamour photography.
Right.
What happened to real life?
Right. And that's really true. And what I tell people is just ask for a recent picture before you go. You know, I always ask people, when were those pictures taken? Don't worry about hurting people's feelings, right? Yeah. If they get offended because you ask them how tall they are or when those pictures were, or can, you know, send me a newer recent picture, then that's their problem, right? You're protective of your time. Everybody should be protective of your time. And that is doing the work ahead of time, asking those questions and That's okay, but I know that happens. It happens to men.
So women do things wrong too. It's not just things men do wrong. And we've collecting a nice list of things that we do wrong. And I think if you look online, most of the things men have online are probably not the best result. They're not going to get the best results.
And if their pictures are blurry, you know, I mean, if there's sunglasses on in every picture.
When we come
back,
can we talk about what people say, like the opening lines?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's really important.
Tracy Porterfield is with us. Love by Design. My Love by Design is the website, or Tracy Porterfield with Tracy with an I .com. You're listening to Biz Talk. I'm Bob Ryan.
I'm Montana Smith.
And I'm Aaron Cannata.
When we come back, maybe we can find out what we should do right. Huh? That sounds cool. Don't go anywhere.
Welcome back. You're listening to Biz Talk, Believing is Seeing Talk Radio. We'd like to take a moment to thank our engineer, Jeff Bilodeau, and his wonderful music selection. Our music by Derek Audin, our interns, Sarah, Andrew, Leah, Deidre, and Chrissy. I'm Montana Smith.
I'm Aaron Cannata.
And I'm Bob Ryan. And we're talking with Tracy Porterfield. She has a company that matches people up. I want to get to a bunch more questions, because we were talking about things that men do wrong, some things women do wrong. Maybe we can talk a little bit about what we do right. But our interns had a question. What was yours, Chrissy?
I would say the average time it takes to, I guess, obtain the process. And then what do you look in for, like, a customer, even though it is
referral-based. Okay. So how long does the process take?
The process being what?
I guess finding somebody?
Yeah, finding someone, connecting them, et cetera.
Well, that varies. When they sign on with me, it's for a year. It's a year contract. I've had people date two, second person, be their person. I've had people have 40 dates and it's not the right person.
So you've gone through finding them 40 people?
Oh, yeah.
And they still haven't found the right one?
Correct.
When do you give up?
It's a year, right? And at the end of the year, we have a choice, right? And so what I believe is that if you learn, if you're growing, if you're looking at your mistakes, if you're showing up, it's progress, right? It's not perfection. So it's progress.
Have you ever had to give money back because they were just...
No. Sorry, I just can't work. Okay, sure. But we do evaluate at the end of the year, does it make sense to work together again? And there have been some no's.
So I have a question.
Yeah.
I know I'm not supposed to say I have a question, but I have a question.
Because you're the host. You can ask questions.
You. Okay.
Yes.
So taking the guy who's gone out on 40 dates, mm-hmm. along the way, the process, do you ever get feedback from the person he went out on
Absolutely.
A date with to be a learning opportunity for that guy that's looking
every
for
every single
Wright?
One. They have to get back Perfect. Within 24 hours. The client has to get back to me within 24 hours, and the candidate has to get back to me within 24 hours. Ahead of time, we determine critical criteria that you're looking for in a person, and then you evaluate after the date. It's true. I need to know. We need to know. I don't want you to stick
okay.
to
it. You got to write a book about the stories about the dates, because I'm guessing.
Okay,
you
so
hear...
I'll tell you the biggest mistake that hampers people is alcohol.
I believe that.
It is alcohol.
Sometimes it helps people, though, doesn't it? Maybe
can,
a little bit.
You know, it can help you loosen up. I get it. But you have to learn how to go without alcohol.
Yeah, because you're not going to live drunk with that person,
you're
right?
Not. And you make,
well,
you
if
make
you are,
bad decisions.
The wrong person.
A lot of times you make bad decisions, right? And you can never take that back. I had one client in particular that we prepped. He was really like excited about this girl. She was a hot ticket, but she was fairly new out of a relationship. So I was like, okay, just be chill about this because she's fairly new. But she will be snatched up quickly. We prepped. Mm-hmm. We prepped. I prep them all. And no, I don't prep them all, but the ones that really need it, he needed it.
Like role play? Like role playing?
Yes. Okay. And say like this. Do not drink too much. Key. Mm-hmm. And then they both have to get back to me within 24 hours. And the girl calls me first the next day and is like, Tracy, he's too intense. I don't want to see him again. And then I didn't hear from him. It's like 23 hours and 30 minutes. And I'm like, okay, he's not getting back to me. And he got wasted. He started saying like, oh, I can't wait till I change your name. You know, you move down
on
here.
On the first date?
Yeah, okay. Because he was so, like, the people I work with are so
eager.
Yes, eager is the word. Like, they just want it so bad that, and especially if they've had a lot of no's, and then you see somebody that's like, oh my God, there she is, right? Mm-hmm. And you put everything into it, and they're nervous. So then here comes
the
alcohol.
Here comes,
I get it. I get it. You know, like, I totally get it. And you have to learn not to do that. It's like you cannot take that back. So he, of course, wanted to see her again. She's like, no, not seeing him again, not seeing that guy again. So you can't take those back. So you really have to learn to be a smart dater. And back to your question is that they all do give me the feedback. And then the next day I'm like, look, don't do this. This was fantastic. Don't do this. So they get both the good and the bad. I actually, talking about what they did right, I went on a date a couple weeks ago. And as I was, this part is key for men. He actually said, let's go here. He screenshotted the restaurant, sent me a picture of it. And I was like, fabulous. And then, is 7 o'clock work for you? Yes, I don't have to think about it. When people are like, well, where do you want to go? No, don't have the woman
be decisive,
do that.
Is what you're saying.
Like, no, let the man be decisive. Yes.
But a lot of us are very codependent on you women. You know that.
Well, don't so be that this early on. It's not attractive.
That's what you need alcohol for. So you're not codependent.
No.
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 Okay, I'm at number six.
Let's check. Is that where we're at now?
And check.
So for the men, like, be decisive. And if you don't want to pick a place because you don't know this person, give a couple options. Do you want to go here or would either of these places? Like, give her options. But do not make her think of the places to go.
And I suppose the restaurant guide's not the right set of options.
No.
And then this is the kicker, which I love. And I'm always looking for people that have the wow factor above and beyond. As I was driving there, he sent me a text and said, park and valet, I'll take care of it. Fabulous.
Wow. Class act, right?
I like this
act,
guy.
Right? Class, and guess what? He didn't park in valet. He just wanted me to park in valet. He wanted me to park in valet. So, like, those little things go, that's so much value.
How'd
in that,
rest
right?
How'd the date go?
It was a really great date.
Yeah.
Right. A little
that's all we're going to get?
But that's all you're going to get.
Oh, okay.
We're not going to say his name on it.
No.
I really want something to go viral one day. Maybe. That could happen.
It
you know?
Could be in the dating world. There's a lot of things. But giving them that feedback is when a lot of times if you go on a match date or you go on a Bumble date and then you never hear
date?
A
what's
Bumble.
What's a Bumble date?
Oh, my goodness. Girl, ladies,
am
you know
I out of time?
Bumble
date?
Tinder, Bumble, oh, okay. You know, the apps.
Oh, is Bumble an app?
Okay.
It's the app that the women control. So
I had no idea there was one.
Yes. And so when they match, then it's so much better. It's like 1,000% better. And the women control. And so when you do match, if it doesn't, the women have to make the reach out first. Within 24 hours, if you don't do it within 24 hours, they're gone. And then if the man doesn't reply back in 24 hours, then it's gone too. So you're forcing the action, where so many people on Tinder are just like match for the hell of it. So Bumble's better. And
remember Bumble. But guys can't do it, right? The girls or do guys go
they
on
have
Bumble?
To have guys on the site, right?
Oh yeah, they just can't make first contact. They can't reach
out
first.
Oh, so the girls have to make first contact. And this is where the pictures with the dead fish don't work.
Right, no dead fish.
Yeah,
no dead fish.
So I'm guessing you have a collection of horror stories, but you've got a collection of good stories.
I do.
Things that have gone well. Like
I
the
do.
One that you just told us about.
Right. And it's really just thinking about how do you want to show up, right? I mean, it's you can see the people that are serious. I see the people that are serious.
If the guy's under 40, he's only got one idea in his mind about how he wants to show up.
That is so not true.
Yeah, it is.
Take that back.
Take it back.
The older guys are kind of there now, you know, but the younger guys, they don't. Really?
They're
you
not
think
mellowed
guys
out
think
yet.
More? Well, you're a young guy, Ernie. You think better.
I never did online dating. A lot of what I did was through friends. I met just about all the girls that I dated through friends of mine. Maybe it was just my comfort zone, but it ended up working out well. I married my neighbor, actually. She moved in next door to me, and we just really hit it off, had similar interests.
So you never got online? You never
I never once did an online date in my life. I saw all my friends on Tinder swiping, and it didn't appeal to me.
When we get back, I want to find out how your service works a little bit more, and then we can talk more about things that we do right and wrong, because this is a great conversation to have. I'm learning so much. Tracy Porterfield is with us. Love by Design. TracyPorterfield.com. Tracy with an I. You're listening to Biz Talk. I'm Bob Ryan.
I'm Montana Smith.
And I'm Aaron Cannata.
Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Right.
great song.
You're getting a raise.
That's perfect.
I love this.
Oh, that just takes me away.
I want to get up and dance in the studio.
Then help yourself. I'm not going to stop you.
Now I want to be like an FM DJ on an oldie station.
Well, welcome back. You're listening to Biz Talk, Believing is Seeing Talk Radio. And we're broadcasting today from the ESET studios. ESET, Internet Security, do more. Get a podcast at today's show. I know you want one. This is so interesting. And any of our previous shows, now we're talking. Go to ESPN1700.com. I'm Montana Smith.
I'm Aaron Cannata.
And I think I have a tear in my eye. Oh. This is Bob Ryan. We got so much to talk about. Tracy Porterfield is with us. Love by Design is the company. Tracy, I've got a question from Deidre, one of our interns. But before I get to her, I got to ask you real quick. The design of your firm, we've been talking about online dating, but that's mm-hmm. not necessarily what you do.
No, that's a piece of it. I have my clients go online sometimes just to get exposure. So if they either haven't been online before or they're back out
in the dating
again.
I keep coming back to the pictures
again.
When you say exposure. You're not talking about that kind of exposure.
No.
Okay.
No, listen to me.
I've got a lot of friends that date, you know, and it's just like, it's really weird what they do. It's like, look at this girl. She saw, you know, in your video.
So a coaching is a big piece of the business. I have coaching clients all over. And then I do some internet dating for clients, helping them. But then also the soulmate searches where they basically hire me and my team to represent them for a year.
I want to get back to that in just a second. Deidre had a question. Do you have a success rate? I mean, in other words, do you keep track of how many people have ultimately found their life mate?
I don't have a specific number, but what I'll tell you, I have marriages, I have babies. I don't view it marriage just as the success. If someone comes
to
me,
that's a good point.
It's just sometimes I think the bigger piece is when you start learning more about yourself and how you're showing up and you become a better dater. I don't care if you meet that person at the grocery store because you started dressing better, looking better, different energy, smiled, had the courage to say something. It doesn't matter to me how you meet that person, whether it's through me. It's that you got there.
Anybody ever just decide they should stay single after talking
to
you? No. Okay.
No.
You've turned me off.
Because there are guys like me that just might be a lost cause, you know?
No.
Is there an age range that you look for your clients?
Well, my youngest client has been about 32 and the oldest has been 75. So it varies.
I want to hear about the 75-year-old's date, because the older I get, the more interested I am in that age group.
Typically, it's like 40s, 50s. It's either people that have gotten divorced and now they're back out in the dating world again and they don't have the slightest clue what to do in this new space, or that they've been really concentrating on their career, making themselves massively successful and like, oh no, I didn't put my attention to finding the right person.
I'm guessing that hiring you is not like cheap. They're going to have some level of success to be able to afford you.
Correct. Right. I keep it very boutique-y, and they need to be referred. Someone needs to tell me something great about them because it's my reputation. I've spent a lot of years building this database, and I have a lot of knowledge that I share with them. So with the soulmate search, if they want to work with me for a year, it's $20,000. And they get my full attention. They get the recruiting of my team. We will hold mixers for them.
I was just going to ask, when somebody mm-hmm. hires you, I'm imagining you're like start scouting for them. What do you have a database mm-hmm. already of women that might be?
I do. A very fabulous database of women.
How did you accumulate that? Because I want that.
It's been lots of years. No.
Does every single person you meet, or is it going through your head, I wonder how this person might be with my client? And do you have like a list of questions that you might start asking them?
I can't turn it off.
Yeah, I
know,
right?
So here's what I used to do when I was, after I got divorced and I was dating and I hadn't started Love by Design yet and I was still working for Tony, I was back out in the dating world and I would meet somebody and I'd be like, oh, this person's really great, but they're not for me. Who can I introduce them to? So literally on my date, I'm going, who can I introduce?
So you're a matchmaker by design. I mean, you're that person.
It's my nature. It's in my blood.
Well, you were
it's
a recruiter, which is kind of like matchmaking people
and
with the right
so
company.
It's so much more fun. Help them find love than a job. So much more fun.
Was this what you expected it to be when you started? Did you just off to the races?
No, it's been quite the journey. It has. And coming from, I was a corporate America girl. Here's your IT person. Here's your assistant. Here's your, you know, all of that. And to step into the business space and be like, oh my God, I have to figure all of this out. Technology is not my friend. And you have to muddle your way through and you try some things and that didn't work. But I'm also the queen of like, okay, whatever, that didn't work. Let's do something else. The same thing with dating. So you have to be in that space of like letting stuff go. And I do that by nature. And I also try to help people in the dating space. Like, okay, maybe you really wanted to date that person and they didn't want to date you. That is going to happen to everybody on this planet. You're either going to like them and they didn't like you, or vice versa. And holding on to that or like taking that in is counterproductive.
Right. So don't take it personally. Don't take it personally.
So you're drop dead gorgeous if you haven't noticed this, right? When you look in the mirror, you got to know you're beautiful, right? So I'm thinking when you get hired by somebody that they're going to look at you and go, are you available? Because, wow.
Hasn't happened yet.
No, seriously?
Hey, if they come walking into my life, I'm going to be saying, all right, here you go.
Seriously?
Is that also
okay? There's a lot of guys out there that are looking you up right now. I can tell you that.
It really isn't. I think for me, I've been so focused on my business and it is my passion. Do I want to find someone to share my life with? Absolutely. I do. I believe life is better. What your successes, your failures, you want to come home and share them with
you
somebody.
You hire me, I'll find you somebody.
I have to hire you.
Okay. We've got a lot of people coming.
You would be really easy.
Very handsome and very successful.
Yeah, that's true.
That's
yeah.
Very true. Now, it's important to know that the people that are in your database, there's no fee for them, right?
There's no fee. The candidates could be in the database for free. And I tell people, why would you not? On my website, there's an area that says join our database. And I think there's like 23 questions.
Yes.
And it helps you actually start thinking about putting it out there. What are you looking for? What are you looking for in a soulmate?
And the database is women, not men, right? Or do you have
both? It's
both.
It's clients and candidates. So the clients are the ones that invest in the service. I work on their behalf. Anybody can be in the candidate database, men and women.
Do men have a similar reaction when you ask them about being part of that candidate base? Meaning, are they as eager or interested?
They're so not. You know, that's the difference.
Really?
Yeah, it's the difference. Women are so open. Girl power. They'll say yes to everything. And, hey, I have this great guy you should meet. Okay.
Wait, I haven't experienced a woman that says yes to everything yet.
All right. Maybe that's a little too absolute.
But yeah, I get your point. Do you ever get hired by women? Or do you?
I have. I definitely have. You know, that women can be clients as well. It's more difficult for me as a search, because I think what I've learned over the years is like you're upsetting the polarity here. You're putting the women in the masculine role.
In investing. The hunter role.
Yes, exactly.
Isn't that what the 21st century is all about, though, is flipping it? Not, I don't want to say flipping everything on its head, but we're really at a point where
you're talking about like feminist.
Yeah, we don't want to talk. I mean, we don't want to have those gender roles, at least for a lot of things. We want to say this is not the way it is anymore. Right?
Well, you know, I'm going to have my own personal belief system. Yeah, it is. Like, I think there's a masculine role. I think there's a feminine role.
Thank you.
I believe that.
Thank you very much.
So
because I'm a big believer in that because I'm a guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're listening to Biz Talk. Tracy Porterfield's with us. Love by Design. My Love by Design is the website. You're listening to Biz Talk. I'm Bob Ryan.
I'm Montana Smith.
And I'm Aaron Cannata.
So much to talk about.
I know. Don't go anywhere. We're going to be right back. Lady.
Okay, I have to say, she's wearing red today.
Yes.
That is
Jeff's
so appropriate.
I think Jeff's got a great sense of humor.
I
learned so much about it.
Our engineer Jeff selected our music today. Wow, what a guy. I actually like this more than our bumper music.
See, you're at the forefront of a new trend.
There you go. That's
very
fun.
Nice.
Lady in Red. That's a great song for you because you look gorgeous in red.
I like red.
Wow.
Nice. So in studio tomorrow, our guest is Baron Herdelin Doherty. He is president and CEO of YMCA San Diego. I'm sure he has some great stories. Can't wait for him to get on the mic. I'm Montana Smith.
I'm Aaron Cannata.
And I'm Bob Ryan. Talking with Tracy Porterfield, her company Love by Design. If you've ever wondered what you need to do to find that right person, I think she's the woman to talk to. Tracy, we were talking a little bit about the things that people do right and wrong. Mm-hmm. If you were to sum up our show today and kind of give the advice about what somebody should do to prepare for their first date, or mm-hmm. how do you set yourself up for that emotionally or mentally?
That is a great question. That's a key point to making the journey fun, right? And when you tell yourself, this is a journey. This is a journey to learning about yourself. It's a journey to finding your soulmate, but embrace the steps along the way. And when you can get comfortable with that first date, going in for your first date, life becomes so much easier. So the mindset is key of, I'm just going to go make a new friend.
Do we need to embrace rejection?
I don't know that you have to embrace it, but I think you have to be like okay with
it, right?
You just have to be okay with it.
Well, I've been rejected so much I actually embrace it nowadays.
It's just not your person. I tell people like that goes in the so what bucket. Mm. You know what? Okay. I didn't hear back. So what?
Do people feel differently? Do they have expectations because they're paying money now that the person sitting across from them should somehow be different than all the other dates they've been on?
That's a great question.
Well, that is a good question. And maybe in some capacity, yes, because I do have access and I have found this person specifically for them. Again, I can't predict chemistry. So you have to be open. Your mindset has to be open. You have to just be like, I'm going in. You can learn something from every single person you meet. So if you just go in and if you decide, people form an impression of someone else within 10 seconds.
I was just going to ask you how long the chemistry takes to kick in.
10 seconds. It's not even if it's even just chemistry. It's like, what do you think of them?
Oh, it's forming the impression,
forming
not necessarily knowing whether it's
forming an impression.
Okay.
So you have to master that. You have to like realize it. Also, 4 seconds on the phone, actually. So
seriously?
Your voicemail.
Wow, quick.
When you're going back and forth and you're in the dating space, you better listen to your voicemail. How does it sound? Are you positive? Are you upbeat? How are you presenting yourself? Those little pieces are key. So I tell people, have a first date outfit that you know you look great in. For men, it's probably not as big of a deal. For women, we can put on 10 outfits before we feel like, okay, we're going out the door. Now you've gotten flustered or frustrated, or now you're running behind. Have one date. Who cares if you wear this? I mean, one outfit. Who cares if you wear the same date outfit to every date? So it's like those things that you can make your life, you set yourself up for success. So music is another fabulous one. You know, listening to great music and getting yourself pumped up from hearing
that. That's a great idea.
And then you go in with an outfit that you know you look great in. And that time when you're meeting someone in the first couple seconds, just freaking give them a hug. Like, why is that hard? Like, it's that awkwardness.
So are you saying it's okay for a guy to hug a girl when you first meet her on a first date?
If it's a nice hug, if it's not like an embrace.
You're not in groping or something, right? I mean, you got to do it.
I'm a hugger. I find myself telling people, like, I'm going to give you a hug.
Yes.
And then see how they react. If they really recoil, I probably won't
do it. Right,
then
that wouldn't be your person anyway, right? I mean, if they're like that offended and it's they're that uptight, then that's probably not going to be your person. But one person can take the lead and take that edge off of it being, you know, awkward, right? So if you do all those things to get yourself in the right mindset when you're going to your first date, it just becomes easier. And even if you do decide in the first minute, this isn't my person, there's something about them.
You can still have a good time,
I bet. Yes, have a good time. Flip the switch and be like, I'm going to make this person feel good about themselves, or I'm going to learn something new about them. Maybe that person's best friend is your person. So, you know, being open instead of critical or closed or shut down, that is going to serve you across all aspects of life. So that first date, going into that first date with the right mindset is so important. Those are easy tips.
So do you have these tips published someplace? Like, do you do a blog or have something on your website to help people?
I do have some pieces up on my website. I'm not actually sure, you know, where I put them all, but I do have the piece to the men of online dating, and
you have a piece about what
to the men of online dating.
Men of online dating.
To the men.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Every guy needs to read that, I'm guessing, right?
They need to read that.
And that's on your website?
It is.
Okay.
It is. There's a section, cool free stuff. And then you can see various things in there and articles and so forth. But it just really is getting comfortable with, this is your journey. This is your journey. Embrace the journey. Embrace the people along the way. The people that you feel like have wronged you or screwed you over or, you know, did something you didn't like, letting that go and finding whatever. They gave you something good out of that relationship. Find that and send them gratitude for what they had to do, have done something right in all that time if you were with them. And when you're putting that in your head, in your heart, out into the universe, that's what you attract back. If you're the person that's like, oh, what a jerk, and all men are cheaters, and this girl's this, and that's what you're putting out, that's what you're getting back. So it really is just reframing yourself and stepping into that new space of appreciation and gratitude for
that's great
even
advice.
Even the wrong people, they serve you if you can get some lessons from that. And
well, this sounds like good
that.
Advice for life, not just for dating.
It is. It is good life advice. It is good life advice.
Sounds like your time with Tony Robbins has helped you a lot move forward into this kind of understanding of how we should live our lives a little better.
Absolutely. And if you haven't watched I Am Not Your Guru, you should watch that on Netflix.
What is it? I Am Not Your Guru? Mm-hmm. And it's on Netflix.
Right. That's Tony's movie. It's fabulous.
And will it help
Sidebar.
Me not? Will it help me not have so many check marks in the things you shouldn't do section?
A lot of this is very zen. You also mentored with Deepak Chopra, who's big here in San Diego.
Right.
I mean, not just here in San Diego, but located here.
He is 6.5 years with on the leadership team for Deepak Chopra as well. And that's very valuable. It's both sides, right? It's the piece of the empowerment piece, the make it happen piece, Tony Robbins, overcoming your limiting beliefs. But inner peace, if you don't have that, if you're all go, and you can't sit and reflect and think and find that inner peace, then that doesn't work either.
You have an event coming up, correct?
I have an event a week from Saturday for women. It's called Raise Your Dating IQ. And I also have an online program, Love Shifting, which is also on my website.
So first of all, the Raise Your Dating IQ for women, not for men.
Right.
And that's coming up a week from Saturday.
Right.
And they can find out about that on the website, or
right.
is there another place to go?
No, I will have it on my website.
You'll have it on the website?
I'll have it up on the website.
And today. Then the other thing you just talked about?
The other piece is I have an online course called Love Shifting. And it really, what I've gotten to the spot that I've been, just been so busy and I have so much knowledge that I want to be able to start down the path. I want them to understand who they are authentically, and I want them to understand the power of their energy and how they show up and what they can do to help themselves in this space. So I put it into an online course that's also up on my website.
Is that for men and women, or just?
It's really designed for women,
is it?
Actually. Mm-hmm.
Can men cheat and take it so we can learn?
They probably could. I think they could learn.
Yeah. I need all the help I can get, I got to tell you. I'm not scoring very well on the things you should do. I'm guessing there are some things that men do right that they do really right. And you were talking earlier about the class of a date that you just had recently. Mm-hmm. And somebody, where does a guy learn how to do the right stuff?
That is a really great question. And, you know, I've taken men shopping even, you know, sometimes they just don't know. So I think if you're not going to ask your friends, I mean, I think that
shopping for an outfit, like how to dress
for an outfit.
Okay. Yeah. Wow.
It's a plethora of things.
Tracy Porterfield, Tracy with an I, TracyPorterfield.com, or My Love by Design. Right.
Correct.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, sounds so fun.
What a fun day this has been. You've been listening to Biz Talk, Believing is Seeing Talk Radio. I'm Bob Ryan.
I'm Montana Smith.
And I'm Aaron Cannata.
Have a great and prosperous day. Bye-bye.